Good morning, Dennis. You've been through this before in the world of footy grand final week. What's the build-up like heading into your first derby?
Yeah, pretty exciting. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, really enjoying the whole build-up, and all you think about is hoping your horse doesn't knock himself around or get hurt.
Well, it's pretty incredible, really. You've been training less than 6 months. The first horse you put a saddle on in a race is Johnny Get Angry, and he is your first runner in the Derby. Just the 12th runner you've had in your career, and you've got a live chance in a Derby. Can you believe it? Are you pinching yourself?
Well, I had 30 years of very slow horses as an owner and hardly had a winner. And, you know, I started this venture off with 8 horses, and I had 2 fillies and 3 colts that I thought would be mile and a half horses for me, but most of them have fell by the wayside. They've all been gelded, and Johnny's the last one standing. So it's a tough caper, this, and 1 minute you got him, 1 minute you haven't. And I've just got fingers crossed, 2 more sleeps. He doesn't knock himself around. I've got a canter tomorrow morning and a swim on Saturday morning, and he'll be ready to go to the races, I hope.
Well, there's no doubt he'd be the first horse you're thinking of when you wake up in the morning, and the last horse when you go to sleep. Was it a little bit like Wayne Carey when you're leading into your grand finals? You're just making sure the phone doesn't ring and nothing goes wrong with your star player.
Well, you block your doctor's telephone number out so he can't ring you. just wish for the best.
Did you honestly believe that this horse, when you first started him in the Gibson Carmichael way back in July, was a horse that could get to the Derby?
Yeah, I was always confident. What if he stayed sound and you know, didn't go shinny and that sort of stuff? And he's raced in all the better races. He hasn't won a race yet, but I just think he's out to the distance that really we purchased him for, and we've got our fingers crossed he can run to his best.
Well, you've got a couple of last minute changes on Saturday as well, because the blinkers are going on for the first time. And how much do you think that will spark him up? And has that always been the game plan on Derby Day, put the blinkers on?
Yes, it has, Michael. You know, I just thought he'd benefit from it. He has a flat spot, and then he gets going again. But some of those speedy horses can get away with him 2 or 3 lengths away from him, and the race is all over. He missed the start last week at the Valley, and he's not an ideal Valley horse. He's a big, long, lanky thing. You know, I've also asked for a barrier extension because he's, you know, he's too big for this, too long for the barrier stalls. And, you know, last week, I'm sure he tried to push off and couldn't push his legs back, and he jumped in the air and he missed the start there. So he missed the start by 4 lengths also.
Has that been an issue every time he's gone to the barriers? I remember the great big mare Empire Rose had one of those. So have you tried it out on him before, or will Saturday be the first time?
A jockey mentioned to me a couple of times, and I had a look at the start. Didn't seem to make any difference, but he mentioned it again on Saturday. Lockie King did, and you have a look at it, you can see he's gone up in the air. So got nothing to lose. You know, he's always said he feels a bit claustrophobic in there, and if it helps him on grand final day, I'll be happy.
What have you learnt throughout the process of training Johnny Get Angry towards the Derby?
Probably the biggest lesson I learned in football. The key to success is to do the basics well over and over again, and don't worry about things you haven't got control over. Just worry about the things you can control.
You've tested him, the genetics that Danny O'Brien has made so famous, and it all points to the fact that he is crying out for the Derby distance, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's plus vital. You send some blood over to Ireland and they'll do a genetic DNA for you. And he's come back what they call a TT long, which virtually says he's a long-distance staying horse, you know, at his best, 2,400 metres plus. So we hope that kicks in. And, you know, I just did an interview a couple of minutes ago and he was out in the sun and he looked so good. He's dappled up. And, you know, I'm pleased with him at the moment, I can tell you.
Are you getting nervous? Do you get nervous, Dennis?
Just don't want to make a fool of myself. Because there's plenty of people want to say, who does Pagan think he is? I would rather have done all this with some sort of anonymity, but it's not the case. and it is what it is, and I've just got to put up with what goes with it.
Have you had many people from the AFL world getting in contact to wish you best of luck?
Yeah, there's been a lot over the past couple of months. When he ran a couple of good races at Flemington, it was very exciting. So many people sent me texts, encouragement and that sort of stuff. But been quiet so far. Had, a few well wishes, but it's been pretty quiet so far. And, you just want your horse to do well.
It's been a wonderful connection with Lachlan King, and it's a huge moment for Lachie King. His dad, Stephen King, won two derbies going back with Star of the Realm, and also, I think it was Hieronymus, it might have been the other one that he won on. Was there a question mark in your mind about maybe putting a senior jockey on when it came to the grand final?
Everybody in the town that I'm with, perhaps except Troy, have said, you should put a senior jock on, and a couple of senior jockeys, three or four of them rang for the ride. But, I've had a lot of success sticking with young kids in football. I want to stick with Lockie and grow together. His law to me has been sensational. He's, you'll go down the beach and ride him when I'm down there, and I'm forever grateful for the association and his ability to do what I ask or need. He'll come in and ride him whenever I want. I wouldn't feel comfortable asking Damien Oliver or Craig Williams to come down to Altona Beach and ride my horse through the shallows, would you? they might say yes, by the way. But Lachie King doesn't batter an eyelid, and it's good for me being a rookie trainer. Lachie, learning the ropes to grow a bit together, and I hope Johnny runs well for Lockie's sake as well, because it'll certainly help him out if he does well.
It was Helenus, not Hieronymus. You're doing well to win a derby on Adam Hieronymus. Hey, just the last one before I let you go, Dennis. Owners aren't allowed on track on Saturday, unfortunately, but you've been able to get around that because you own this horse outright. Have you had a look at the first prize money check on Saturday, $1.2 million?
I can assure you I haven't done it for the money. I'm in arrears at the moment. All the horses were in my name, but when I got my licence, I had to take my wife and my daughter. They were all in my horse, but I had to take their names off the ownership. So it's all in my name, and I'm sure if he happens to get a cheque, my daughter and my wife will be looking for their share.
Well, let's hope he does. He's going to be running a cracking race. He's going to run the 25 out, and it would be one of the great stories if you could win a derby and join some of the icons of Australian racing. Good luck in the next couple of days, Dennis. Look forward to seeing you at Flemington on Saturday.
All the best to you, Michael. Thanks for the interview, mate. All the best. See ya. Bye.
Dennis Pagan, who trains Johnny Get Angry in the Victoria Derby. We're going to take a short break. On the other side of this, we'll catch up with Mick Price. He's got three runners on Derby Day for three Group 1 chances, including a runner in the Derby.